Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. That's right, it's another one. We're talking about episode 25. That's half of 50, quarter centennial, and I don't know, but this one, let me tell you guys, I'm wearing a big ol' sombrero, because this sandwich is not a sandwich at all. It's a burrito.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings. The first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
Didn't you notice how I like decorated the studio with pinatas?
I did. It is very Latin themed.
Very
in here.
Festive, yeah.
I noticed Brent used the
Some would say festive.
Ooh, clever. Would you say that
I
about the
I combined the words fiesta and festive.
He also has a mariachi band setting up in the corner, so I guess we're going to have to figure out how we're paying rent this month, since the mariachi band was super important.
We already paid rent this month.
Oh. Damn it.
We're
the joke could have been better.
We're good, yeah. No, we already did it. But like the mariachi band, they aren't playing, so they actually are. I got them pretty cheap because they didn't have to like actually play anything.
We basically
and like they don't have anything to set up. They just carry their instruments in, you know.
Exactly.
So that's all they had to.
We basically told them to just come up here and sit in this very very warm room.
Yeah, just
for
make
a while.
It even warmer in here.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so this is Idiot Sandwich. I'm Brent.
And I'm Pat.
And that's Pat.
And I'm Pat.
Man, that bit never gets old.
I don't think so. I like them to know that I'm Pat three times.
Who? We got a shirt in the mail today.
We did. We did get a shirt in the mail. The best part was, as I was told beforehand, I accidentally addressed this one to Brent and Brent's to you.
And yeah, like, so we only got one today, and it was addressed to me, but it was actually Pat's.
Yes.
And it was, if you guys saw the Photoshop Pat did a little while back of, like, his head on a Tinder profile, and it just said Pat, and it said he was a sea urchin and 107 years old.
Yeah.
That's on a shirt, and then below that, on the that's on the front of the shirt, and below that it says, I'm Ethan Patterson, and on the back it says, and you're not.
It is the most perfect gift I've ever been given when I was not expecting a gift to be given.
It was so good. I was like, I read it and I was like, oh, it says I'm Ethan Patterson. And then I felt the letters on the back and I turned it around and I read it. And then I immediately showed Pat and we both screamed. Like, we
it
literally
was,
just went, ah! Both
it was
of us.
Such a just a fantastic guttural response.
It came from deep within.
It was just such pure joy.
Yeah.
There was no part of me that regretted anything at that moment. At that moment, nothing in my life was bad.
Yeah.
It was just all great.
Pat wasn't even wearing pants at the time.
I wasn't. I was getting ready for work and thought it was a good time to make mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Without pants.
No pants. No, it was funny.
You'll never guess what kind of mac and cheese I was eating, Brent.
No, I won't. I wouldn't know.
Devour brand buffalo mac and cheese. That's right. I got more of it.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
You razzing me right now?
No.
You pulling a fast one on me?
Me razzing you? You think I josh you?
I feel like I'm being joshed right now.
Oh, you being joshed?
I feel like you're joshing
getting
me.
Getting a little razzing, razzing your Taz there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I know what it is.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, I decided to go back to our, college convenience store since it was open for the semester, and lo and behold, as is always the tradition, when they get their food in on Mondays, I got me a lot of Buffalo Mac.
It's true. That did happen.
Soon I'm going to start, like, going out and, like, reviewing different, like, brands versions of Buffalo Mac and cheese.
And I will make fun of you the whole time.
Understandable, but it's a thing that I feel like I need to do for science.
For science.
For science.
Yeah, for sure.
Get back in the swing of the semester.
Yep. Full swing.
Full swing. There was a fun occurrence that happened in my media class on Tuesday. I found out first and foremost that there is a... Crap, what kind of cruise were they talking about? It's not a D&D cruise. It's a Star Trek. There's a Star Trek cruise.
Okay.
That you can go, like, meet former Star Trek actors on, and it goes on tour, and it goes, you know, as a cruise does, goes to different locations, and it's just very Star Trek themed.
Sure.
And someone in my class immediately reacted to that by saying, why do we get a Star Wars cruise, but there's no Harry Potter cruise? We learned, like, a couple minutes after that, there is, in fact, a Harry Potter cruise that happened back in 2018. But also, like, that's two completely different demographics.
Yeah.
Like, people who saw the original Star Trek, probably people that would enjoy going on a cruise.
And people who like Harry Potter, afraid of water.
Exactly. What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Aren't you afraid of water? You like Harry petrified. Potter, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm petrified of water.
Yeah, like, Harry Potter fans don't like...
Yeah.
Like, the ocean.
That was a big thing in the Harry Potter lore a lot of people missed, is that whenever wizards eat the devil fruits, they gain special powers, but they lose their ability to swim.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I read the books.
Yeah, exactly. What was your favorite Harry Potter book?
The one where there was a little boy and he knew how to do magic.
So that's most of them, actually.
Oh, I like all of them.
I like all of them, too. I think my favorite one was Harry Potter and the Music Stand of Treachery.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's a very musical-themed one. It's Elton John shows up. Turns out he's a wizard.
Did he do the score?
Huh?
Elton John, did he do the score?
It was a book.
Oh.
It came with sheet music, though. Yeah, he did. He co-wrote it. Did he do
the score for the film adaptation?
Dude, if they do a film adaptation of that movie, it's going to be a musical, and I hope he does.
Yeah, that would be tight.
I think Elton John, I think the British people might get sick of Elton John soon, though, recently, with Rocket Man having come out. And he was also in Kingsman 2, and now he's going to be appearing as himself in Harry Potter and the Music Stand of Treachery.
What's another Harry Potter book, Pat?
Harry Potter and the Crawl Space of Evil.
Oh, the Crawl Space of Evil?
Yeah, it's more of a scary... It's a
I remember that one because, like, Hermione goes and she thinks she's in the Crawl Space of Evil, but it was actually the Crawl Space of Comfort.
Oh!
Yeah, so she thought that it... Remember how she... that was, like, really clever because you thought it was the actual thing and you were like... It was sort of like a Lotus Hotel sort of situation, you know?
Because that's what you thought. Another movie, another book movie
thing. Yeah, yeah. So you thought that, like, it was, like, sucking her in and she was never going to be able to get out because it was the crawl space of evil. But it's actually the crawl space of comfort.
And it was so comforting.
Time, instead of moving faster in there, moved slower.
Yeah.
So you could just stay in there for, like, 5 days and it was, like, an hour real time.
Yeah.
So it was actually a really good thing that she found it, but she thought... that it was sucking her in.
Yeah. It's a crawl space that actually...
The irony. Incredible. Incredible narrative irony.
I know. And it's in reality like a crawl space that should, if it existed in real life, would fix a lot of problems for like teenagers and
shit. Oh, it would be great.
It'd be amazing. Yeah. But also, I noticed a reference there in the middle of you describing what the comforting crawl space is like. You said the Lotus Hotel.
Yeah.
Is that perhaps a reference to Percy Jorkson?
Yeah. It was, but I thought it was like a mythology thing too.
Oh yeah, the Lotus. I think it is.
It might not be a hotel. It might have just been a hotel in that
book. It was a casino.
But it was a casino in that book, yeah. But it was like, I guess it probably wasn't a hotel in original Greek mythology. But
that'd be hilarious.
Everything in those books is based on like real.
That'd be stories. Hilarious if just like if one thing in a bunch of different places was like kind of off. This is Zeus, king of the gods, and his brother Hades, lord of the underworld, and Poseidon. He sells a lot of water mattresses, like a lot of water beds.
Yeah.
And he's also king of the ocean. But he wants me to talk about the water. He wants me to talk about the mattresses.
And this is Herdifferes, the god of poker chips.
Herdifferes?
Herdifferes.
Did you just make that one up?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like... It's
pretty good, right?
I thought it was real.
Yeah.
Wow. You see, it's funny because it is a fictional character in a book I haven't read. Where it's in the Percy Jackson lore series that focuses more on the creation of the Lotus Hotel.
Yeah.
And Herdifferes, lord of the poker chips...
Of poker chips only.
Creates the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, what if there's money... but it's not money.
Yeah.
And it's only circles.
It's only circles.
But that wait, they're different colors.
Oh, to symbolize the different monetary values.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We'll be the first people to ever think of it. He said to Zeus.
Who was playing poker.
Yeah.
With regular money.
Like an idiot.
Like a dummy.
Idiot.
Ha, Dad, you're stupid. Try these round ones, Dad.
And, yeah. And for anyone saying that he doesn't exist, we could easily fit him in as one of the many love children that Zeus had when he just banged a goat or something.
Yeah, no, like, that's fine. Yeah, you can make anyone anyone's child.
Especially in Greek mythology, and especially if the dad is Zeus.
Well, because, like, yeah, there's, like, Zeus has lots of weird god kids that are gods of weird stuff.
He has, like, kids that he made with other shit. One of his daughters just came out of his head. The other one was born of sea foam, and then he had sex with her and made another kid.
That's annoying.
There is so much incest in Greek mythology, and it's kind of uncomfortable.
They just do it, man.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's really not. Like, there's some lessons that have been taught to the world through Greek's mythology. Incest is not one of the ones I hope we take
away. Yeah, we shouldn't really be, like, reading into that one too much.
Please don't, for the sake of everyone.
Because when humans do it, they make genetic freaks. When gods do it, apparently they just make more gods, but of weirder stuff. So I guess it's, like, in a similar vein, right?
Yeah. That's like, how... oh, what happens when Zeus sleeps with his daughter? He makes the god of the forge. Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Do we need one of those?
I don't know, but I guess so.
What about the
god? Oh, he's ugly. Throw him off the roof.
What about the god of wine?
Oh, Dionysus.
Yeah.
Dionysus, whatever the hell his name is called.
Yeah, like...
He's also the god of revelry in general.
Why is he only the god of wine? Like, is there a god of whiskey?
He's basically the god of partying in general.
Oh, yeah. He's a party god.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember Party God from... Was it from Adventure Time or the regular show?
Oh.
It was the big wolf head that flies...
I don't remember which show. It's Adventure Time. He wore a sideways hat.
Yeah. He was the party god.
Yeah.
He was so cool.
He was the dopest.
The coolest.
Yeah. I'm currently on the party god's wiki right now.
Are you learning a lot?
It is shown that if one gains the favor of the party god, as Jake did, he will grant them one wish. When the party god grants Jake's wish for focusing on finding Finn... He fires a yellow beam from his mouth that fills Jake with the energy of 1,000 partying demons, which, while making him destroy everything in his path, does actually help him. He might also have the power to sense where parties are, as in he arrived at Finn and Jake's party in an episode titled Shh, when battling the Ice King in The Party's Over, Isla de Señorita. It is shown that he can split himself up into smaller wolves and can enlarge and reduce in size.
This is all really important information.
Yeah.
That we need to know about the party god.
Who is, again, a giant floating wolf head with a sideways hat.
Yeah, he loves to party.
He's actually just like a super entertaining, like, character.
Yeah, that's really true. It's a good character.
Yeah. I've not watched Adventure Time or regular show in so long.
My favorite Adventure Time character is... The really dumb horse that was staring at them through the window.
My favorite... you mean that was secretly Ice King?
Yeah.
My favorite Adventure Time character is the deer underneath Candyland.
The one with hands?
Yeah, because he pulls off his hooves.
He pulls off his hooves like they're gloves, and then he wiggles his fingers.
It's a gift that I'll make sure to send Brent so we can add it to the Imgur, because it's really...
It's really good.
It's... Yeah, it's
like
so
a,
funny.
It's just a solid gift, too, like, just to have without context.
You can send that for so many purposes. Just like anytime someone says, I need your help with a thing, I'll send them that gif. Or there's another gif of an actor that's like dressed up as a 70s guy with a mustache and he throws glitter into the air and I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I just thinking about? Oh, I was thinking, Millie said she has no interest in watching Adventure Time.
I don't anymore.
See, I originally, when she told me that, I was like, what do you mean? It's a great show. And then I thought about it for like 10 minutes after that, and I was like, oh, it's because it's a cartoon for children. It's a cartoon for kids.
Yeah.
It has adult themes to it,
yeah,
but it is for kids and teenagers.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I liked it, and I still think it's a good show, but like, I just have no... like thinking about watching it kind of upsets me. So I'm just like, nah, I won't. I'll just let the time I spent with it be good, and I don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know, man.
What's another good cartoon? What was your favorite cartoon as a kid?
Oh boy, I don't know.
I can tell you my like one that I remember always wanting to watch was Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yeah, I liked Ed, Edd n Eddy. I don't know. Like, I feel like I have to say SpongeBob just because, like, it wasn't even that I was ever excited to watch it. I just always watched it.
SpongeBob was always there.
Yeah, for sure. But we did, like, not used to have Cartoon Network, and then we got it. Dude, you know what a good one is? Foster's Home for Imaginary
Friends. Oh, man. The music and the animation in that show was crazy.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Man. Awakening things in my brain. Yeah.
Gosh.
No, I don't know, man.
Remember Invader Zim?
Yeah.
I remember the show existing. I don't remember anything about that show.
I liked it, but that's another one that, like, I definitely couldn't go back and watch. Like, just thinking about the jokes that I remember thinking were funny. Like, I remember the jokes, and, like, they are not funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well...
So it's just like, I won't enjoy it now.
Well, it was the same logic behind, like, oh, man, a lot of the shows I liked as a kid, I probably don't want to watch again.
No, I mean, well, they're four kids. That's why your parents always hated them, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was like why I...
very dumb.
Well, it was why I hated the idea of them, like, remaking, like, Boy Meets World. Because Boy Meets World was 100% for kids our age... at that time. So it's for young kids.
Yeah.
But
also,
it had...
Also time period.
It was also at a time period where our generation were kids, and we were related to those characters, and we liked those characters. And now, they're like, let's make a new one. Who's that for? Because it's still the same writing for a kid's show.
Yeah.
With characters that the adults want, but the kids that are the show is aimed at aren't going to care about that show. Because it wasn't a particularly great show.
Yeah.
Like, it was a Disney Channel show, which in the 90s were, you know, everyone remembers them.
Yeah.
But kids nowadays, like, don't care about it. Like, Girl Meets World was, you know, decent. It wasn't great.
Did you say Girl Meets World?
It's called Girl Meets World, yeah. Because it's about the main character, his daughter, and then his daughter's friend.
Oh, this already happened.
Yes, it has already happened. It is a show that already still exists.
Oh.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's not the best. It's one of those shows that, like, once again, like, the girls on the show don't know how to, like, dress properly. Like, their layering is really weird. Like, I'm gonna wear a long sleeve shirt and then a t-shirt and then a denim vest over that and then a tutu and then leggings and then Converse sneakers.
I feel like that's actually how children dress.
Because they don't know how to dress.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they're children. I don't know. I could talk for a while about TV shows that I think don't work, but no one wants to hear that.
I know I don't.
Yeah. Because you've heard it for so long.
Yeah, I hear it a lot. What do you got?
More TV show stuff. You remember the Jetsons? You remember Boomerang? Like, it was...
Yeah, I don't think we had Boomerang, but, like, I know what it is. But I didn't watch the Jetsons, really. Like, I have, but it wasn't, like, a regular part of my life at any point.
I watched, like, a lot of the Boomerang in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched a lot of the Flintstones, a lot of the Jetsons, a lot of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of Johnny Quest, but not a lot of Johnny Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Quest was super entertaining that no one knew really about that show. You ever watch Saturday morning cartoons?
I don't know. Probably.
Like, I just remember distinctly the one cartoon I remember was Shaolin Showdown.
Oh, I did. I did watch
it. Shaolin Showdown was my shit, and I did not know for years that one of the main characters was Brazilian.
I didn't know that still.
Yeah. Didn't know that. Super excited to have learned about it. And then the character that I liked the whole show ended up being the Emperor at the very end of the show. And that was super, super cool.
Spoiler.
Yeah. spoiler, a show that came out in the early 2000s.
And you literally can't watch it anymore.
You can't. I've tried. Also, I have been, for the last 3 months, like, certain days will pass where a show pops into my recollection that I used to watch so much as a kid, and I never remember the name of it. But through just so much Google searching, through an immense amount of descriptions that I had to type in, I found it. There was a show back when I was a young boy, a young lad, called Chaotic. And it was about these guys, like this dude and his buddy, that were into this like Pokemon-style monster collecting game. And they found out that there was like an entire game center dedicated to it with two sections to it. One section where you go into a virtual world as monsters you've captured and practiced with, and you turn into those monsters and you fight each other. And then the other half as the monster world where you go in to capture monsters. I just found that, and I found out it actually existed and it was not a fever dream. Like, the feeling of knowing what you thought was real is one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Yeah.
Like, because I've had moments where I'm like, I'm going nuts and this is just a show I thought of when I was like really, really tired or something. And I'm just like, it can't have been real because no one else knows what I'm talking about and I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Finding that existed.
What was it called?
Chaotic.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's because no one saw it.
You made it up, bud.
No, it's fucking real. And I'll send you a link to it.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not going to look at it.
Yeah. Nobody asked for it. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But I was so excited that it existed. Cartoons were a big part of my life growing up. And the fact that they've really just dwindled off and died out kind of makes me sad.
Yeah. You know what I did a lot as a kid?
What?
With Michael.
Cried.
No, we didn't cry that much.
Oh.
We did, however, fight each other with PVC pipes that were spray painted like lightsabers.
How hard did you fight each other?
Sometimes it's pretty hard. I mean, they were PVC pipes, man. Like, we were whacking, you know? It was fun. It was a good time.
I don't remember PVC pipes. Okay, so the two distinct things I remember from being a kid were airsoft guns and the foam swords with a plastic rod in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, which were mainly like pool toys. But we didn't shoot each other with airsoft guns all the time. We just like tried to like do airsoft wars with people.
Yeah.
Which worked out one time. I lost severely. And then the second time where someone like didn't get injured, but they had the wind knocked out of them so hard because they fell down a hill that we had to stop the game that day.
Yeah.
And it was awful. There was a time where I was shot in the back with a wrist rocket, which is just like a really powerful slingshot, and there was a paintball in it, but the paintball didn't break.
Ow.
Like, it just stayed solid and hit me in the small of my back, and I just crumpled to the ground.
Yeah.
It was on purpose that I was shot, but we did not expect that to happen.
Yeah.
Me especially, because it was a surprise.
Yeah.
And then the foam swords, obviously.
Man, I used to play airsoft a lot whenever I was, like, late elementary school and middle school.
Mm-hmm.
We did that a lot, and it was fun. You know what else I did in middle school a lot?
Paintball.
No.
I never paintballed.
I've played paintball a bunch of times. I really like it. I want to play again. But anyway, Nerf swords.
Nerf swords, again, wow. Another thing now, with a plastic rod in the middle.
That's something that we whacked the shit out of each other with. Like, we left big old bruises on each other.
Whelps.
With those. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a good time. We used to do that a lot.
It's just thinking back to all the things, just like, that one is so unintentionally, like, one of the worst. Because there's just a plastic stick wrapped in foam that you just hit each other with harder and harder because the aggression is coming out. I don't care what anyone says. Kids had no control with those things.
Oh, no. I mean, we were really hitting each other. Yeah, no, I'm not even going to act like we weren't.
It quickly turns from...
We were definitely trying to hurt each other.
It quickly, like, starts
out... But it was never, like, anger. Like, that was just what we were doing. We were hurting each other. Like, that was the game.
I don't like that game. That game sounds not fun for me.
No, it's pretty fun.
You say that. I don't want to do it.
That's because whenever you get hurt, you scream and crumple.
No, I don't. As a kid, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, you. I don't think you would be good with that. I think you would just get mad.
Yeah, because we're just setting out to hurt each other. I don't want to play that game.
No, man, it was fun.
That's funny. Not a fun game.
Hurt, like, it doesn't hurt in, like, an ow way. It hurts in, like, an ow and then you laugh way.
I don't like those.
But then you get to whack the other guy and it's fun.
I don't like...
Pain is fun.
No, it's not. I hard pass on that game.
Agree to disagree.
Sure. Fine.
Oh. Pat, I got an idea.
What's your idea, Brent? I'd love to hear it.
You ever had a chimichanga?
You know, I have had a chimichanga. It's been a while, but I think I remember what they are.
You know how when you really slam, like, a good, big, fat chimichanga, and it just, like, adds weight, you know,
to your whole body. I know, like, that feeling,
yeah. You're slugging through. You got the chimichanga blues, my man. I mean, you are just...
That is the greatest comedy album name
I've ever heard. The Chimichanga Blues?
The Chimichanga Blues.
Yeah.
Either that or it's a Deadpool-like comic book series.
So, here's what I got for you, Pat.
What you got for me?
Here, let me hit you with the other preface of this.
Okay.
Are you familiar with mosquitoes, the insect?
I am. I'm not a fan of them like I am chimichangas.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you like mosquitoes way less than you like chimichangas, probably.
Immensely.
Right? Yeah. So here's the thing. If a mosquito ate a chimichanga, he would be too heavy to fly. And how's he going to bite you?
If a mosquito ate a whole chimichanga? Like a human-sized chimichanga? I don't think a mosquito can eat a human-sized chimichanga.
Well, no. Of course not. Like, they wouldn't even go for it because they couldn't get it in their little tiny hole.
Yeah, and it's not packed with moisture and blood.
Yeah, so this is a chimichanga. Here's the idea. Here it comes. Chimichanga for bugs, for mosquito, for different insects.
For the
pests. So, like, I use mosquitoes as an example because, like, they fly.
Yeah.
But, and here's the thing, Pat. They aren't poison. They just make the bugs obese. Too obese to do anything.
Mm. So we're making very tiny chimichangas.
Yeah. Now, Pat, here's what I hear you saying, like, how will we make them so small?
That is one of my questions.
Yeah.
So let's answer it. Yes. How will we make them so small?
Well, if they're smaller, then they still fit in the deep fryer. You don't need a smaller deep fryer. You can just use a regular deep fryer.
Okay. So I wasn't concerned about that necessarily.
If it's smaller than the regular size one, then it's still going to fit, you know, because the deep fryer is a certain size.
Yeah.
It's not getting smaller.
Of course.
So, like, we could fry a bunch of them at the same time. That's bulk, bud.
Yes.
A bag of bug chimichangas. We could sell
a bag of bug chimichangas. Amazing. How do we assemble them?
I don't think I understand the question. I just want to make sure that, like, I'm answering it correctly. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, a chimichanga has ingredients that need to be folded up in a tortilla.
I agree that, there are ingredients.
How will we put that together?
Put the ingredients together?
In the tortilla.
I mean, you just put them in there. I don't...
It's so small, Brent.
Well, it's pretty small, yeah.
For a bug, I feel like it's so small.
It's pretty small.
We're going to need to assemble forceps.
Okay.
Like, we're going to need, like, an expert to assemble these.
I don't know about an expert. Like if you... Like, we'll probably want someone who's had experience in, like, a...
Like, bug cuisine?
Well, just general, like, maybe a fry cook or short order sort of thing could probably pull it off.
Could make this tiny, tiny food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the really small chimichangas.
Okay. So now that we've gotten past the assembly and creation point, how do we attract the annoying bugs to the chimichangas?
Let me ask you this, Pat. How do you become attracted to chimichangas?
Very simple. I go to a restaurant, most likely a Latino restaurant, as that is where to find.
Yeah, yes. They're called Mexican restaurants, yep. So you can do that.
Yeah. And once I go there, yeah, I look at the menu, and inevitably there's a great picture of
a deep fried burrito.
Of a deep fried burrito or a chimichanga.
Yeah.
And I immediately go, so that's what my stomach wants. I want it in me right now. It looks delicious. I would like that. I would like that now, please. And then the waiter takes my order after saying all of that, and then I eat it.
Yeah, so here's the answer, Pat. We make a menu.
Right.
Here's the deal. It doesn't have to be as small, because it could be more like a, like whenever you walk into like McDonald's and they have their menu up there.
Yeah.
It could be like that, because like if it's big, the mosquitoes can still read it.
Mm-hmm.
But all it says on it is chimichangas. And they're going to go, oh, that's it. That's what I want. And then they're going to order it. And then they'll get it.
So we just have like a giant sign. Like we should put like a billboard up.
Yeah.
But for mosquitoes.
Yeah, so it's like a note card.
Exactly. But and we just kind of like tape it outside.
Yeah.
We also got to build the restaurant outside.
Well, yeah, but it's small.
Yeah, it's...
We could build like a sand castle maybe.
Yeah, or we could just like buy a Barbie dream house.
A sand casa.
Nice.
That was a
solid one. Yeah. Man, at what point do you think the mosquitoes will start complaining about the fact that we only serve chimichangas?
Never.
Right, because they'll be too heavy.
They become too obese after one.
Yeah. Amazing. I love this premise of making the mosquitoes too obese.
Yeah. But so here's the deal is that like you got
What are the so
what's another bug that you don't like, Pat?
I don't like spiders.
Chimichangas for spiders.
Chimichangas for spiders. What's the difference between that and chimichangas for mosquitoes?
Well, they're a little bigger.
Oh. That's it. Does the content.
Chimichangas attract all species.
Chimichangas attract
and all species. Genuses.
I believe that wholeheartedly, actually.
Yeah.
Like, do we change up the ingredients at all? Like, mosquito spiders get like a blood... Or mosquito chimichanga eaters... Mosquito spiders. Mosquito chimichanga eaters get like a blood-filled chimichanga or a blood sauce chimichanga. And then like spider chimichangas have like flies and shit.
Well, here's the thing, man, is that like I just... Like we could do something like that, but I just feel like the chimichanga is already so perfect that we don't need to be... Like, risking it like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel like we might be compromising, like, what it is by, like, you know, putting blood into it. And then we gotta worry about, like, where to get blood. Like, there's not probably a really legal answer to that.
No, probably not. But here's the benefit of keeping it the way that it is. You're correct in saying that it is, like, the chimichanga is so perfect that we don't need to alter it. I think bugs think that, too. So any of those bugs that go in a group and one of them orders a chimichanga and says, and can I get it like this, immediately faces so much public ridicule for thinking it knows better than the creators of the chimichanga.
Yeah.
That it doesn't show its face anywhere until like for months. And a mosquito's lifespan is very short.
Yeah. So they're
it will literally die of embarrassment.
Essentially excommunication via chimichanga misinformation.
Yes.
So,
it's amazing. We're killing these bugs with obesity and embarrassment.
Here's the thing, man. We just set the trap. They're killing themselves.
And it's not even a trap. They can leave anytime they want.
And all we're doing is profiting. We got the... We're getting...
Hold on. We're making money off of this?
Yeah. Small money.
Small money? No, we're not talking that big Zaxby's money. We're not making them dollars.
We aren't talking about dollars here. No.
No. What is a mosquito's money? I wanted to say money or currency.
I think.
Oh no.
I think mosquito money might be called munency. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, I hate it.
We're gonna be moneyniers.
Man. We're gonna have to think of other, like, what happens when they start getting bored of chimichangas, though?
What do you mean?
You can eat too much chicken. Like, there, you can get sick of chicken.
Well, yeah.
That's
but
why
you can't
we
can't only put.
That's
chicken,
why next year after we, what's the restaurant called, by the way?
The what did I say earlier? Something about a casa?
I said the Barbie dream house, and then you said dream casa.
Oh, no, sand casa.
Sand casa. We'll call it sand casa.
Yeah, sand casa.
Introducing next year the Chinese food version.
Yeah, yes. Chinese buffet.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's good, Pat. Yeah,
Chinese buzz-fay.
Nice.
Yes, it's just as good as the chimichanga one. It's a buffet, and it's equally as unhealthy for you, but you get hungry in an hour.
But here's the other thing,
so you come back and eat more unhealthy food.
We'll actually be saving resources that way because we don't have to market to individual bugs anymore.
At all.
Because we can put all – it's a buffet.
Yes.
All sizes can fit.
There you go.
So we're saving so many resources.
We're saving so many. I mean, also,
like, I gotta be honest,
we're literally just making these with the crumbs that we probably pull off of our food.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta be honest with you, Pat. We'll probably take a hit the first year, but that's business.
The best part is, though, is legitimately we wouldn't take that big of a hit.
But here's the thing, though,
this would be like a slight thing that we
is that we're gonna start making year two when we introduce Chinese food. We're gonna start making money year two. We're gonna start profiting year two. That's pretty, that's like really good for a business.
Yeah. I'm still just trying to figure out what the name of
most of the time businesses don't make money for the first 3 to 5 years. We're year two, baby.
I still just need to figure out for sure what the name of bug money is.
Oh, bug money.
Yeah. Like, what are they paying us with? No. I assume bugs all pay similar amounts of money.
Yeah. Well, like, we could just do sort of a barter system, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what do they got to offer? Like a bee? Honey.
What about a... Okay, but then spiders, like, eat annoying insects. What does a mosquito have to offer?
Honestly, their death is payment enough.
So, they have to just promise to die?
No.
So, they eat free?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes eat free.
Mosquitoes eat free.
Yes, but they have to eat as much as they can.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how, like, some places it's like... Like, oh, you're our favorite customer. Well, it's you like eat a, as it's much
like
as
a,
you want.
It's like a food challenge.
Right.
And here's the thing about mosquitoes, my man, is that they'll never turn down a challenge.
Mosquitoes
are so competitive.
They will never
Yeah, turn down a so challenge. Here's the thing. They show up with a couple mosquito friends. They're all just going to keep eating, bud.
Because yes.
They all have to outdo the others.
And the best part is they will just eat themselves to death.
To death.
To death.
Yeah. Mosquitoes do that, man. It's crazy.
Mosquitoes, all they are is just ready to die. So first off, I just want you to know I'm ready to invest in this restaurant chain.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to 2025 when we introduce Brazilian sand casa.
What year is Korean barbecue sand casa?
Oh, we're trying to get that one out right after the Chinese food.
Oh, that's
we're
going, right after Chinese.
Yeah, we're going for guaranteed markets. Korean bug market, still kind of a niche market in our house.
Well, we do like hibachi first.
Ooh.
Right? Hibachi's pretty popular.
That's like the connect factor between Chinese and a barbecue.
Hibachi's pretty popular, so they can all get used to like going to the hibachi restaurant, the chef cooking at your table, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they get used to that. And then they're ready for Korean barbecue where you do cook it yourself at the table.
Nice. So yep. We're also teaching bugs how to
what's
cook.
What's that? That's 4 years right there, bud.
Yeah.
We've got a friggin' 4-year plan.
And also, we're eventually going to start teaching the good bugs how to cook.
And how to kill the other bad bugs.
Exactly.
And that way, we're saving even more resources.
And then eventually, honestly, we can just wipe our hands of the whole thing and let the system kill themselves.
Yeah. And then guess what happens? We never get bit by a mosquito again.
Ever. Because they're all... dead.
We extinct
at
them.
Least the ones in our backyard.
Yeah, at least the ones in our shed.
Yeah. Don't know what to do about wasps, though. Wasps are a huge problem.
There's a lot of...
I pretty much just spray wasps with Raid.
Yeah.
They don't get a restaurant. They die.
Yeah, no, they get poisoned.
Yeah. Wasps are little...
Involuntary.
Wasps are little bastards that are sins in the eyes of God.
They deserve nothing but death.
They deserve the worst. Because they only give the worst. To be fair, mosquitoes only give the
and
worst.
Like, have you ever seen Raid just nick a wasp?
Oh, yeah.
It takes him straight down.
Oh, man. Dude, you
he can't even think about it.
You dust that wasp, and he's gone.
Gone.
We had 3 wasp nests at our old house.
Okay, so here's what happened. I do want to tell this story, because this was pretty crazy. There was a giant wasp nest in the front of our house, right outside the kitchen window. But it was in like a place where like you didn't really notice it whenever you got out of your car to walk in. But like, and most of the time the blinds in our kitchen were closed. But one day someone opened them, and I was like, "That is a big wasp nest."
It was huge.
And we went through like 2 full cans of Raid, killing that nest.
Just that nest.
That nest. And, like, we knocked it down and broke it up and everything, and we thought we got them all. But then a few days later, they started rebuilding, but on the porch. And the nest was small, but there were so many wasps. And, the first time, they were out over these, like, this, like, gravelly stuff, like, this red gravel stuff, so, like, we couldn't really count how many were dying.
Yeah.
But that nest was huge, and it was covered. This nest was small and covered, and we got ahead of it and killed all of them. Guys, I'm not joking. Like, they fell down on the porch and I could count them. There were 35 wasps.
35 wasps in this thing that was no bigger than, like, my wallet.
It was even smaller than that, man. Yeah. Like, this one was still, like, they were just building it. Like, it was, like, I don't know, a $0.50 size or something. Like, mm-hmm. It was small. And 30 wasps were on it.
It was just...
So, like, so basically many. What that says to me is that we probably killed over 150 wasps with, like, 4 cans of Raid.
100%. And just, I can't get over how much I hate wasps.
I they can't are get over how awful. Much joy it brought me to kill all of those wasps.
We have, like, a small wasp's nest right out front of this house. Yeah.
We need to get some Raid.
Yep. Back on the mosquito thing, not so much the restaurant, but have you ever seen the, like, thing that, like, if a mosquito lands on your arm, you can flex your muscle? Or, like, and just, and like, it'll pop the mosquito? I've seen someone try to do that, and it didn't pop the mosquito. It just filled him up, and he just flew away. Basically, I just saw a guy just like, here, let me give you a turbo fill. And he was like, thanks, and flew away.
Yeah, he was like, I don't have to eat for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Till I die.
It was hilarious, because I was like... Oh, wow, you really can time just killing. Just, the important part of a kill, the timing. Otherwise, you're just helping them out.
Yeah.
Take a tip from us, murderers.
If you do it too early, then you'll give them exactly what they want.
Which is a full belly.
Yep. Which is to say, yeah.
A belly full.
A belly full of blood.
Yes.
Gross. That's gross, man.
I've seen, like, people eat, like, you know, coagulated, like, pig's blood before.
Oh, and my gosh, it's horrifying. Couldn't do it.
Couldn't be me.
That's for sure.
Couldn't do it. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I think it's about that time, Pat. We could do some memes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're a little early, but only by a
couple minutes,
so we'll go for it.
Yep. First one we got. This is one you sent me, I think, today, just before I got out of work. And it says, it's a little comic picture by an artist. I believe they are on Instagram as Little Purpoise or Porpoise.
Probably Porpoise.
Porpoise. Yeah. It's a man in a hospital, specifically a burn ward covered in bandages. And the doctor is telling him,
oh my gosh,
yo mama's so fat, she was able to donate a lot of skin for your skin graft.
That joke has so many layers.
Yeah. For one,
burn ward, and then he tells a yo mama joke, so he burned him. But he also had his skin burned and worked into the yo mama joke. Like, it was still a joke, an actual burn on him because she had so much skin she could donate it because she was fat.
Yes, but it was also uplifting news.
But, like, also, like, he's literally, he got burned and he needed a skin graft and his mom donated skin. So many layers.
So many layers. What a great joke.
Multiple layers of skin, too.
The next one you sent me.
Yes.
It was a progression of a different form of a word. It's a picture that has 9 images on it, all varying of the same phrase. The first one is Headless Horseman. And it's a picture of a man on a horse with no head.
Yeah. It's
and
a picture, yeah.
The next
it's a
image
silhouette of
is
a
horseless man head.
It's just a head.
It's just a head. A horseman.
Yeah.
It's a man with a horse head.
Man's body with a horse's head.
A manless horse.
Yep, that's just a horse.
A horseless man.
Just a man.
A horseless head man.
It's just legs and a head.
Yep. A headless horse.
It's a horse without a head.
Less horse head man.
Okay, this one's a little weird. This one's a little weird. It's a regular horse. He's skinnier than the other horses, so that's why he's less horse.
Yep.
And then the man is standing on the horse's head, so he's a head man.
Horse, horse, horse man.
That's a man's body with three horse heads.
There we go. Got it. I love that image so much because it just, it makes sense linguistically, like the pasta. Yeah. My favorite pasta is linguistic.
Yeah, for sure.
I did that same thing earlier today. Linguistically, it makes, like, all of it makes sense.
Mm.
Except for, like, less horse head man kind of doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's okay.
Yeah, that one's not as good, but it is the funniest one, so.
And then the next image, I don't know if this is just, like, a poop thing. Not, like, as in it references poop, but it's just, like, I think it's just garbage. it's an informative picture. It says, this is Vladimir Stalin. Picture, definitely not who this is about. Vladimir Stalin is not a real person. The founder of cultural Marxism. As dictator, he turned alt-white males into submissive femboys. Made the weed drug mandatory. Banned basic economics. Put poison vaccines in babies. Killed all centrist dads who just wanted to grill for God's sake. Still thinks socialism is cool. It's great. Because I feel like there's a guy in my family that would post this and think it was real.
Yeah, I feel like I also know people that might think this is real.
I would like a meme about the other side of this. Like, this is clearly the fear of, like, an alt-right person.
Yeah.
I want to know the fear of an alt-lefter.
Yeah.
It's just a picture of Trump.
Yeah, for like, sure.
Here's a picture of Trump. And then be careful, son. It's only a picture.
Dude, you gotta read this next one.
The Star Wars one?
Oh, you've got to.
Cool. So it's a top-down, it's a photo of Jabba the Hutt and C-3PO, and then of Luke Skywalker. Anyways, it has a caption in each one, and it says, in the first one, C-3PO says, in his belly, you will find a new definition of pain and suffering, as you are slowly digested over 1,000 years. And then the next image is Luke Skywalker, and he's saying, tell him that sounds stupid as fuck. And that we would die of starvation or dehydration in less than a month. Tell him I said he sounds like an idiot who is clueless about biology. Tell him, 3PO. Tell him he is stupid as fuck. In those exact words, 3PO.
Man, that scene would have been way better if that's what happened.
None of... I'm going to say, that is hilarious.
It's so funny.
I can just hear 3PO saying that, like, I can hear him in the movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I can hear Mark Hamill saying that. But I wish I could. I wish I could hear Mark Hamill just rip this dude open and then tell his robot, you don't change anything I just said. You tell him. Say exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Brent, the next one, I don't know if I can read this.
All right, let me look. Let's see. No, probably not.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to because... On a certain level, I don't know what I can and can't show you people.
Do the SpongeBob one.
The SpongeBob one?
The one you sent me. Oh my gosh. This is one of my new favorite
movies. I will, but there's a different one before that.
Okay, go for it.
You sent me this with the simple caption, oh, I thought you asked how to ruin Twinkies. It's a brand of Twinkies that the flavor of which is peanut butter and pickle sandwich. It is advertised as golden sponge cake with peanut butter pickle filling.
Mm.
You sent this to me and all I said was why. And you said, I thought you asked me how to ruin Twinkies. Might be. I did not ask that, but now I know how to do that.
Yep. That was the conversation that we had.
And there's a YouTube video I sent you about what's heavier, a kilogram of steel or a kilogram of feathers. And the guy just doesn't get it. And then this is the SpongeBob thing I sent Brent. It says... When somebody calls you handsome and it isn't your mom, and it's the scene from the SpongeBob movie where he and Patrick have seaweed mustaches and they're singing the phrase, we have a manly flair.
Yeah.
Yeah. honestly, I want to keep the picture of SpongeBob and Patrick and just send that as responses to things where anyone says that, like, I've done something adequate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a
manly flair.
Yeah. No, that one made me laugh so hard.
We really need to clean up some of these memes that you send me because I don't know which of these I can read. The very next one, the 4-panel comic one about the devil. Can I do that one? No, cool. Thought so. The next one.
No, obviously not.
Gotcha. The one.
Yes, oh, no, do the next one.
Though. Gotcha. 4-panel comic by a man, I assume on Twitter, TonyBTS2, titled Adult Flirting. And it's a woman on a park bench saying, is that a gun in your pants or are you just happy to see me? And then the next image, clearly a child in a church coat saying, it's a gun. And then the next image is them sitting close together. And it's very much more apparent that it's a kid in a trench coat because his hands don't reach the end of the sleeves and he's very, very nervous. And the woman's just saying, oh my, how about a peek as she reaches into the trench coat. The final image is a boy with the first boy's legs on his shoulders, the woman reaching in, and the boy that's... just the boy is just shaking.
The boy who's under the shoulder, who is the shoulders of the trench coat.
Yeah.
Shaking, holding a gun, pointing it at the hand. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta look at that one. That wasn't a very good description.
But that was not a good description. Really, you have to look at it. I don't know how else to explain what I saw. It's hilarious. You sent me one.
Squidward's good.
I don't know what it is.
It's a picture of Squidward. He's flat. He has footprints all over him.
And there's just the letter G.
And then the letter G is at the top.
Yeah. Yep. The one before that one is a warning sign. Warning, a wild monkey appeared, and the wild monkey bites brutally. Bites brutality. Don't feed him and don't fight him. Even if you fight him, you can't win. It is a Chinese sign.
Yeah, it was obviously like a bad translation, but I love that.
Yep.
Even if you fight, you can't win.
Yep.
You can't beat this monkey. He is crazy. He is wild. No one can beat this monkey.
No one can beat this
monkey. He is unstoppable. Don't try to fight him.
Oh, here's one that I sent you. It's a little variation on the song The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
So the lyrics, of course, go as always. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came upon this young man, sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot. Stop, and the devil...
Start over.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
I know. Gotcha. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came upon this young man, sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. Have you ever tried cheese?
That's it.
And then immediately following that was a picture I found on the same day, a couple of minutes later, in a different place, that is the devil sitting on a block of cheddar saying, have you tried cheese? I found these on two different social media websites, and I don't understand how they're connected because I've seen nothing else about them.
Yeah, for sure. That was funny.
The one before the devil and the cheese is one Brent sent me from a Tumblr post or a Twitter. It doesn't matter. It just says, quick grammar lesson. Your, you are. My, fire. The one, desire.
Yeah.
Believe when I say, I want it that way.
Yeah.
I love that because it was exactly like what it was built.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's
sort of a misdirection. It's starting with a...
with an actual grammar correction.
Yeah.
With saying, your means you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're explaining, and then, yeah.
Yeah. The previous one you sent me was, it looks like a step-by-step on a man completing an entertainment center or like an armoire or just like a big dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And in each step, he is slowly hurting himself more and more.
Yeah.
So in the first one, he's just using a straight edge to mark a point on a 2x4. And then in the next image, he is sawing through the 2x4 and also his thumb. And then in the next image, he is hammering a nail into his finger into a piece of wood.
Yeah.
And then in the very next one, he is using a sander. Or what is that, a hand lathe? Or a chisel.
What's that called?
It's a chisel. He's using a chisel to shave off the edge of a piece of wood, and he's hitting
it's
his
not
hand.
A chisel, but I can't think of
what it's I don't know what it is either. Then it looks like a lathe. Then
I think it's called a. I think it's a hand planer.
A hand planer. That would make sense. So he's using a hand planer and he's peeling off his hand. And then the very next one, instead of screwing in a bolt in like a cabinet, he's just like screwing
drilling
into his hand,
his arm.
Drilling his own arm. And at this point, his hand is bandaged to like everything because he's hurt it so much.
Yeah.
And the last image, which shows the completed piece, it's covered in blood because he's hurt himself so much on it.
Yeah.
And then I sent you a ska cover of Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And then there was a Funhouse meme. Oh.
You're just reading all of them right now.
Well, yeah. I'm just not reading our text messages.
Oh.
Then there's one from the Marvel movie Avengers Endgame where Scarlet Witch shows up and she's wearing a doctor's coat in this image. And it says, "You took everything from me," as is the line. And then... the next image is Thanos, but with an apple for a head. And it says, "I don't even know who you are," because of the old saying, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away."
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You couldn't find that meme.
You sent it to me.
Yeah, thanks.
And there used to be another one, which I think this is from a Thousand Acre Wood story or a Winnie the Pooh story where a lot of them are stuck in a hole. But Piglet is on top of the hole wearing a teacup for a hat and holding scissors. And it just says... "It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again," said Piglet.
I love that. All right, we're probably good, man.
I want to read one. No, I don't want to read that one. The Funhouse meme. And then we already read those. Cool. We actually caught up on the memes.
Yeah, I sent a lot of memes.
Brent sent a lot of memes.
I just like turboed through them, which was fun. I hope that was good for you guys.
I'm so sorry. I was so happy about them.
Yeah.
They were really good this week.
Like, normally I'd probably go cut out the ones that we didn't do, but I think I'm just going to leave them.
Because it's fun. It's what you can't hear that is the sexiest. What?
Yeah. Like erotica.
Exactly. Or lingerie.
It's what they don't show.
Yeah. It's what they don't show that gets you enthusiastic.
Yeah. Anyway.
In reality, when it comes to food, it's like the exact opposite. It's the things that are there that I can't see that piss me off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I didn't notice this lettuce on this cheeseburger.
Man, you hate
I don't
lettuce.
Like it. It's not good. It tastes bad.
What's your beef with lettuce?
The fact that it isn't.
That it isn't lettuce?
Beef.
Oh, that it's not beef. Nice, good one.
My beef with lettuce is that it isn't beef.
Nice. All right, guys. Well, that's what we got for today.
That's what we got.
Don't know what you're doing? Anyway, I'm going to just plow right through.
Sublime.
Shut up. Big old thank
Shut
you.
Shut up.
Big old thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song Living Room off of the album Something Old, Something New. Ugh, I almost did it, but I got an in the middle.
You saved it.
Well, I know. I just almost did it like in one go, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I didn't. We'll get there. Anyway, super good song, super fun album, and I like it. And it works really well for our podcast, and we appreciate that. So, Pat... what is it today? What is our fact about Mike White for today?
Mike White is secretly one of the many mosquitoes that is in support of our new restaurant. He's secretly, however, making his own bug restaurant that is entirely just like ripped off of Culver's. It's bug Culver's.
That's fine.
No, it's not because they don't use butter. Not a butter burger.
They don't use butter?
They don't use butter for butter
burgers.
Well,
that's not really a Culver's ripoff then.
It is though.
But
they're claiming it is.
It's called Bug Culver's.
It's called Bug Culver's.
That's a bad name, man.
Yeah.
Dude, don't worry about it. They're gonna go out of business.
He's a music man, not an entrepreneur.
They're gonna go out of business right away.
They better.
Yeah.
I can't afford them to not.
Well, I mean, honestly, like our goal is not. Our goal is to kill the bugs. So, like, really, the more restaurants, the better, right?
Sure. But I don't like the fact that he is also a bug doing that.
I don't like that he's doing it in our shed.
Also, yeah.
It's a little weird that he's been out there so much.
Yeah. Mike White has been in our shed for a couple of times over the past few days, and it's been weirding me out.
And it's weird because we just had the idea for, like, the chimichangas for bugs tonight.
Yeah, he literally came up to us the other day. He remembers this. He was there. And he had a giant flower on his lapel.
Yeah.
With a wire leading down to a box that he was holding in his hands that perhaps
did
have a tape.
Yeah, I do remember this happening.
And he said, "Can you speak into the flower, please?"
Did you do it?
Well, no, primarily because I was really concerned about how a bug his size had all of this. Why? And then also human hands.
I went ahead and spoke into the flower.
Okay. What? I'm sure there was nothing malicious.
Do you want to know what I said?
What'd you say?
I said, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Are you Mrs. Doubtfire?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. So anyway, we did it.
We've done it.
We did the podcast.
Again.
So tell your friends.
25.
Mostly just tell your friends. But
right? This is 25?
This is number 25.
25. We're a quarter of the way to 100.
Wow.
I love that each episode we do feels like there's like another thing.
Another thing, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things are coming up, man.
Yeah, man. Like our 100th episode.
All right. Next week is half a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. 6 months, man.
6 whole months. Crazy. We've been doing this.
So.
And we've lost support.
Yeah, it's only gone down.
We've lost support, but we've gained 6 shirts.
And that's why you need to tell your friends to
listen.
And
your family. And your loved ones. Anyone you think enjoys listening.
Yeah, like, guys, we talked about chimichangas for bugs. Like, that's really stupid. So tell your friends.
But you are still listening.
Yeah. If you made it this far, congrats to you.
I guess.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So.
But now you've heard the call to action. And it's time for your turn to do something.
Time for your turn to do something.
Because you've gotten to sit here for the past hour.
And you know what? Yeah, you've just been sitting there reaping the benefits. You aren't even helping. We're doing all the work.
Yeah.
All the heavy lifting is coming from us and you're doing nothing.
And don't try to steal our shit. We've got that copyrighted.
Yeah. So get out of here and go, I don't know, make a t-shirt with our faces on it. And then,
make a sticker and put it somewhere.
And then, I don't know, you remember when Steve-O did that thing where he like climbed on the big crane? Because he was mad at SeaWorld or something?
Yes.
Do that, but wear our shirt.
Don't do that.
Okay, yeah.
Because he got arrested.
Don't do that. Wink, you know?
Wink.
Yeah.
Big old wink. Wink.
So, like, so that whenever we're in court, we can say, we said, don't do that.
Exactly.
And then we'll just play the soundbite, just don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Put down that rice.
Wink. See, now it's not even connected.
Exactly.
So, like, if you're reading between the lines, they'll do it.
Which we don't want you to.
But laws don't allow you to read between the lines.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not supposed to read the finer details.
It has to be exactly what you said. So, like, that was,
exactly.
Don't climb the crane, put down that rice, wink. Right? So, like, they aren't connected.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're good. We're safe. Anyway, tell your friends, wear a shirt, climb a crane. That's all I got. Don't climb Kremlin. I mean,
you could
do the thing.
Order another idiot sandwich.
A wink. And I'll read.